Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Shaney. May I please have your zip code to locate the account?
27834.
Okay, thank you for that. I may have the first and last name on the account, please.
Sandra Parks.
Thank you, Ms. Parks. Can you verify your address for me?
3003 Phillips Road, Greenville, North Carolina, 27834.
Okay, thank you. I do have the account located here for the Melody Pods. How can I help you?
I was doing a trial for them, and I don't like them, so they won't stay in my ear.
Okay, they were one size fit all, so I don't have a particular size that I can resend you out, but I do see here that they did negotiate for you instead of you paying the full retail price of $59.97 for those earbuds. They're only going to charge you $29.90. I'm sorry, hang on 1 second. Yeah, the $29.97 is going to be the only thing that they'll charge you for those earbuds.
Right, and when she said that, I said, okay, I'll try them a little longer. But I still do not like them. And I asked her, I said, so if I don't like them, will I still be charged? And she said no.
Okay. Well, let me see what I can do for you on the account. Do you mind if I place you on a brief hold?
That's fine.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. No. Why she got me on hold?
So, Gigi.
They're trying to get my money.
Gigi was going to drop Mason on. And I told her, she was like, well, then I got to call his mama first. The mama fine. The mama said, I said, it's a little unorganized because I wasn't really supposed to work quite like this. I said, but Mason can go with us to Rob. You want some more? You want more? You want some else? I said, Mason.
Where has Mason been? Did you check out that to see where Mason has been? Because you're still exposing Mason to your kids.
All right, I do appreciate your patience. I was trying to see what I could do for you. The only thing that you have to do in order to avoid the full price charge, that even for the 50% discounted price, we'll have to get those earbuds returned back. And then there's
okay,
also a restocking fee of $9.95 that'll be subtracted from your refund.
So what now, when I spoke to Diana, she did not tell me any of this about a restocking fee, and neither do I see that in the fine print when I did it. There was nothing about a restocking fee or anything like that.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I do apologize for her not giving that information. Probably the reason she didn't disclose that information was because she set up that 50% discount for you so you could go ahead and keep them.
But if they're not working, and it was supposedly only be a trial.
Right, yes, ma'am. So we'll have to get them back.
Oh, yeah, I have no problem giving them back to you. I mean, if I could fly them to you, I would, but I can't. So I just need to get them back to you. But I'm just saying she failed to give me that information.
Okay.
So now, I mean, I didn't, so now I'm actually paying for more than it was for me to even try the things. Because to just try them was $8.
Yes, ma'am, and that was just the shipping and handling charge.
Right. So now I've got to pay the $10 plus the shipping and handling because my account has not been charged yet.
Yes, ma'am.
So I don't see – so that's not – I mean, I know you're doing your job and I'm not angry at you, but to me that's misleading. And if I was 80 years old, and doing this, you know they wouldn't understand that. An 80-year-old wouldn't understand that. And I'm not quite that old. But that's not fair. So where do I send them to?
It's going to be 105 Sarah, and that's S-E-R-R-A Way, W-A-Y. And it's number 179.
Number 179.
Mm-hmm. And that is in Milpitas, and that's Milpitas, California. And that zip is 95035.
950-935. Mm-hmm. And what's the name? She did not tell me the name of your company either, so I need to.
Melody Pods.
Because I don't want to be charged. So now I have to pay for the shipping and handling plus $10?
Yes, ma'am.
That doesn't quite, okay, that doesn't work. I mean, how is that possible? Because you haven't charged me anything, and you initially said that that $10 would be subtracted from my refund.
Mm-hmm. And that's only if we would have charged you.
Okay, so you haven't charged me, so now I can just send them back.
Right, but it's still a $9.95 restocking fee. So that's why she offered to just give you the 50% discount on the full price, where you only pay the $20, the $29.97, so you wouldn't have to go through sending them back, paying the postage plus the $9.95 restocking fee.
She did not explain any of that to me.
I'm sorry about that.
So I'm sending these back.
Okay.
Then,
excuse me, I'm sorry. Oh. And once you do send them back, Ms. Parks, once you get the tracking number showing that they were returned, you can give us a call back, and we can notate the tracking number on the account so we can get it canceled for you.
Okay.
Because we won't be able to cancel out your account until the warehouse receives those pods back.
Now, how much time do I have before I'm going to be charged?
Let me see. And I'm pulling up my calendar right now so I can make sure I double-check your trial date. Looks like your trial is going to end on tomorrow, so Friday the 26th is when it's going to bill you that 50% price.
Yeah, it'll be, you know what? It'll be billed before you even receive it. So
Let me see if I can extend that trial out for you. So that way, if I go ahead and extend the trial out an additional 7 days for you, that'll give you some time. So that way, we can go ahead and receive it back. But do you mind if I place you on a brief hold? Let me see what I can do for the account. Okay.
That's fine. Hey, Tia.
Yes.
Let me ask you a question. Can I stop payment on something? I think I used my, I might have used my cat. I think I used my bank card. So that they don't charge me. I can't believe these people.
And just another couple moments, Ms. Parks. I'm trying to see what I can do for you on your account so that way you don't have to send them back, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
You know, if I was old, this would be devastating.
Okay, I appreciate your patience, Ms. Parks. I was able to go ahead and speak with my supervisor, to explain the situation. So that way we don't have to worry about sending those back, okay? I got everything canceled out for you. Don't have to worry about any additional billing being applied for those Melody Pods, okay?
Okay. All right. I do appreciate it.
No problem. And you are welcome to keep those, so don't worry about sending those back, okay?
So you sure you don't want them back?
Yes, ma'am. I got everything taken care of for you.
Okay.
Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, that's it. Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you so much for calling customer service. You have a good day.
All right, bye-bye.
Mm-hmm, bye-bye.